It's always good to look back at one of our earliest interviews on the show, especially when the person is an icon. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We are going to replay one of the earliest interviews that we've done on this show. We're going back 2 years, a little more than 2 years, early August of 2014. I think our show had been on the air, about a month at that point? And I was thrilled because we were only on the air for, 3-4 weeks, and I was able to land an interview with the one and only Dick Cavett. Now, Dick at the time was pushing this PBS special that he had on that was just replayed, actually, a few weeks ago. It was the 40th anniversary of Watergate, and it talked about his coverage of Watergate and how his show was really the only national platform that took a look at Watergate almost not on a weekly basis, but a nightly basis. So with me feeling a little bit under the weather, yes, I know the voice isn't what it always is. So what we're going to do is use this as an opportunity to go back and replay one of my favorite interviews that we've done on this show. Now, just to set this up, we had reached out to Dick via the New York Times. He does that really good opinion blog on the Times or in the Times. And we asked if he could give us 10 minutes. Sure. Okay. So we set it all up. I had his phone number, called him up at his house out in the Hamptons, and very, very gracious man. And this was the first time I had spoken with him. And so he said, okay, well, what are we going to do? I said, 10 minutes. We're going to talk about the Watergate special. And I'd like to talk about your career and the show and Jack Parr and how you got your start. And that was it, because he was ready to go. So we started rolling, and 10 minutes became 15, became 20. And I'm thinking, my goodness, this guy's giving me twice the amount of time that he said he was going to. 25 minutes, 30, 35, 40, 45 minutes later, Dick says to me, I think this was only supposed to be 10 minutes. Is that okay? Yes, it's okay. It's Dick Cavett. It's more than okay. So we ended up using the entire interview, and we made it an hour of the show. So that's how we're going to be able to do this today and replay the entire interview for a solid hour. So we talked about relationship, so to speak, with the Nixon White House. Nixon had Cavett on his enemies list. He wanted to get him no matter how he could. It really shows how diabolical Richard Nixon really was on so many different levels. So we talked about that. We also talked about how he got his start on the Jack Parr show. Now, for those of you younger folks out there, Jack Parr was the host of The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson. And Cavett, who was working, if I remember correctly, as a copywriter at Time Magazine at the time, literally wrote some stuff down, was sending it over to Rockefeller Center, at that time the RCA building, and waited for Parr outside one night and handed him the stuff and said, here, I think you would benefit from this because the people that are writing this stuff for you aren't serving you that well right now. And that is how he got his start as a writer for Parr. He was a writer for Carson. Then he got his own show with ABC. And that show was incredibly different because you had Johnny on, and Johnny would have on singers, and Johnny would have on actors, and some political folks once in a while. But Cavett was talking about the issues of the day. And he would also have the entertainers on, but he wasn't afraid to talk about political issues that mattered at that time. And he was really ahead of his time, because think about how comedy has kind of evolved into political satire. Jon Stewart, Colbert, that whole thing. He wasn't doing that type of a show, but he was having a national conversation, an intellectual conversation that other shows would never do. And it served the times and the audience incredibly well. Dick Cavett, for a full hour. I was thrilled to have him on, and we are going to have Dick on again, but let's now go back and revisit that first visit with Dick Cavett. Again, this is, I think, from the August 12th or 13th show back in 2014, an incredibly interesting man. Enjoy the hour. I'm going to go get something for my throat. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
B Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.